You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. This will be by far the most interesting accent you've heard so far, unless you were listening last September. This voice may sound familiar, but anyway, my name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and it is a great accent, and we're grateful for the question. We're grateful that you're listening, and you're listening to episode 655, so thanks for hanging out with us.
Definitely, thank you for hanging out with us, and you know what? Let's just go right into this question, because it's quite funny.
Hello, fellas. This is Linroy from Beijing, China. I'm calling today because I've got a question about some videos. I see a lot of footage on the internet playing the drone videos, eh? And it makes me feel all iry inside, but I need to know, should you record audio even though it's going to take up space and it's just going to be the buzzing of the blades? Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
I love it.
I love that it's Leroy from Beijing.
Yeah, whether it is or not, no one will know.
No, but including me. But no, it is a
sounds like
a
Wayne.
Fun accent. A buddy of yours?
Yes.
Wayne?
Wayne from Disney, lives in the Bahamas in the South. Sounds like him.
I wonder if it is. I wonder if he'll fess up if it is.
I wonder if he'll text me and be like, ha, it was me. Anyway. Okay, so if you're flying a newer drone, the chances of that you're recording audio is very low. Now, you can on the new firmware actually record audio, but it records from your tablet or your phone. If you're flying an old Phantom 2, I shouldn't say old because the Phantom 2 still has so many good uses. If you're flying a Phantom 2 for whatever reason, you can turn the audio recording off in the GoPro because, yeah, you'd never want to hear like, whoa, you know, it's just kind of annoying to hear that sound. And also it makes editing of GoPro footage a lot better too when you don't have that sound. But if you're using GoPros on the ground, sure, the sound does help to add and capture sound effects and whatnot. But if you're flying the GoPros for whatever reason, turn the audio recording off. And if you're on the most updated firmware, it is not recording your audio unless you go live. So
yeah, because you're going to be putting music to the footage anyways, so there's really no reason to have it.
True, and that's why I said if you're recording with GoPros, just take audio off, because when you are editing and you have GoPro footage, if it does have an underlying bass track and you forget to mute the bass track, you could have a lot of problems editing.
Sure, so what is a scenario that you would absolutely want to have?
I'm glad you asked that question because I was like, how can I make this show longer?
Well,
okay,
yes.
So you
still be valuable.
You ask a good question. So let's say I'm doing a multicam shoot for whatever reason, or I'm flying a GoPro with other cameras and I'm low and close. Mm-hmm. You could actually use it to sync audio. So you could sync the different cameras that are shooting different things. If you did have audio on, you could sync all those clips to be timed perfectly together so that you could literally just have one timeline and you've got the multiple cameras, but they're all synced to the same time. So you can just systematically say camera one, camera two, camera three, camera one, camera two, camera three.
So a very practical reason.
Yeah, totally. And I think that was a very good question.
Yeah. So you would do that on the current stuff as well? Or are you just talking about the
older? I never record audio unless it's for live. So, and I'm never normally doing a multicam setup. Like for example, last night on NBC's Nightly News, they were using a drone, which I'm pretty sure was illegal. I'm not going to say that. Well, I just said it, but I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it was illegal. And you could hear the drone in the background while he was recording. And then they did, and the shot sucked. Like whoever was flying for them, you need to get better. But like he's trying to do a pull out to show the area. So he's essentially trying to merge the anchor doing the shot and then like pulling up and tilting up at the same time. But it was a very bad move. It wasn't good. And in all honesty, the sound from the drone kind of ruined the shot.
So they should have had the volume off or the sound off.
On the ground, yeah. When they transferred cameras, they should have just gone no audio or like built in the background music and slowly merged the audio from the ground cameras off. So, but I mean, my point in saying this is that for them, they were recording audio because for them, they could just match the cameras and sync them together and get the nice shot.
Gotcha.
Even though it wasn't a nice shot. Just had to add that caveat.
To the critiquer.
I shouldn't be doing that. In all honesty, like I actually got really mad, and this is a lesson for all you guys. I got really mad and I called my FAA contact and I was like, look at this guy flying over people, like doing all this stuff, like in restricted airspace. Like he shouldn't be doing that. And they reached out to the guy, and then I ended up knowing the guy, and I ended up knowing who it was. And like the poor guy, like nothing happened, which I knew nothing was going to happen. But I kind of felt bad, and it really made me second guess doing stuff like that because oftentimes you just don't know.
Yeah, don't know what. Just
you don't know if they really are flying over people. And honestly, when you're quick to judge like that, what does it really say about you?
Yeah.
AKA me.
Well, so self-awareness is a really important part of self-improvement.
True, true.
So there you have it.
Anyway, on that life lesson, that is going to do it for us today in this very short episode of Ask Drone You, but one of my favorites because that accent was awesome. So anyway, thank you for calling in. If you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com. And yes, we love accents. So if you got a good one, don't be shy. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.